This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. So remember last year there was a study where 81% of patients lied to their doctors? And mind you, doctors, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, if I say doctors, I mean medical providers, but, sometimes for simplicity's sake, just say doctors. It's easier to say sometimes. And I don't like a lot of syllables. I'm not very good at syllables because my lisp comes out. My lisp. And so what's really, really interesting is another study came out saying about 50% of people lie to their doctor. So the moral of the story is whether it's 80% or 50%, people lie to their doctor. I do. I lie to my doctor all the time. She knows. She knows why. So, Dahlia, are you sticking to your diet? Yeah. Do I look like I... Yeah, look at me. Look at me. I lost, 2 ounces. Did you take the medicine as prescribed? Yep. So you're taking it every week, right? You're doing your Vagifem, right? Like you're supposed to? Oh, that's... How am I supposed to do that again? Oh, yeah, I do that, of course. Did you have anything to eat the last 12 hours? Absolutely not. Okay, bull crap. I always eat before fasting labs. I eat before fasting labs because I get hypoglycemic, and when I get up in the morning, I get up kind of early in the morning, and so I need like a little sugar. And so to go without eating, the only time I've ever not gone without eating first thing in the morning is Yom Kippur, where you're supposed to fast for 24 hours, because God's watching. You can't really escape that one. And or if you're about to have surgery. And trust me, I would lie to my surgeon and anesthesiologist in a heartbeat. I mean, I can lie. It's easy. But they scare you because if you eat or drink before surgery, then unfortunately you can aspirate while you're under, and the food could go from the GI tract into the lungs, and then they say you can, get pneumonia and die. So I'm like, you know what? I think I won't lie on that one. My doctor also asked me about my sex life, Well, how's your sex life? I'm like, fantastic, right? I'm really good at it. I mean, he just lies, right? Right? Meanwhile, we almost killed a bunch of our cats hiding underneath the bed. So, we lie. And as a doctor, it's funny because, I've taught medical students for years, how to interview a patient and talk to a patient and, how to tease out information because we do detective work. And just like detectives and cops, not that I would ever compare us to the fantastic work that they do. Again, our hearts and prayers are with those who are involved in the Philadelphia shooting. We have to, fact find. And it's really hard to fact find when somebody's lying. And I think one thing we need to teach medical students is how to diagnose somebody who's lying. I mean, when you get lies, how do you sift through those and still come up with a diagnosis? Because we're liable. Okay, no matter what, we're still liable. Our license is on the line. We could get sued. So let's say you have a pain issue, right? And I've asked you if you've gotten any prescriptions from somebody else. And you're like, no. I'll ask, do you take pain medicines? No, I never take pain medicines. And I look you up on the controlled prescribing database, and you're negative. All right? Meanwhile, you're sneaking brother, sister, aunt's, wife's narcotics. I give you some. You overdose. Whose ass gets fried? Me. But you lied. You lied to me. You didn't say you were on narcotics. You didn't say you were, and I'm not going to drug test everybody. So basically, we need to train people how to, sift through the lies. And then, in the patient's defense, all right, this latest study says patients don't really you know, aren't really forthcoming with abuse, assault, depression, alcohol abuse. They're embarrassed. It is embarrassing. A lot of things might be embarrassing to a patient, and they may not want to talk about it. They may not want to talk about the rape. They might not want to talk about a sexual fetish. They may not want to talk about, you know, getting into a fight with a loved one and getting hit. They might not want to talk about, you know, them liking the drink. And so we compound that fear with, you know, having our electronic medical records. Okay? When you tell me something, I'm sitting there typing it. Well, that's not like you and me talking, you know, with the old paper chart that would be folded up or put to the side going, just talk to me. It's just you and me. No, now it's a computer, and it's possibly hackers, you know, in some foreign country that could have access. And electronic medical records are supposed to be safe, right? I mean, electronic medical records are supposed to be encrypted, and nobody's supposed to access it. There's supposed to be HIPAA controls. But the average person does not want something private, like vaginal discharge or urethral discharge or erectile dysfunction or thoughts of suicide on a computer. And so these studies, you know, we're getting these studies coming out going, oh, yeah, well, patients don't want to tell the doctor the truth. No, no. And I don't see how we're going to convince them to do that. You know, the more we see, you know, calls for changes in gun laws and, you know, restricting those with mental illness, you know, getting guns, I'm hearing people say, look, you know, if I'm asking you for medication, are you putting a mental illness in the chart or are you putting just what I need that medication for? You know, we talked about some people may need a little something to help sleep or relax on a plane flight. Okay? Flying on a plane could be pretty, you know, claustrophobic. It can be pretty anxiety producing because, you know, you sit there and coach and you're between two people. You have no room and you got to sit like that for 8 hours. All right. So some people want to sleep, you know, or they want something to relax. So they ask for medication for that. Yet there's no diagnosis, I don't believe, in the ICD-10 code for somebody has to get stuck in coach for multiple hours and be uncomfortable. That's not a code. So instead they put flight anxiety or insomnia or something like that. Well, boom, now that is in your record, and that could be construed as a diagnosis that could maybe prevent you from later getting a gun, you having, you know, your CCW or a job later, whatnot. So people lie, and the only way to get a real good history is somebody being honest and open and, you know, right? Okay, I'd be a lot healthier if I told my doctor the truth. But, you know, I like chocolate and, you know, that's just the way I is. But, you know, unless we kind of, you know, convince patients that whatever they say is forever private and that we're going to be their doctor forever and not a different doctor every time, they're probably not going to be that forthcoming with us. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right. You're back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with the Jeffrey Epstein saga, the autopsy report has revealed that he had various bones in his neck broken, including the hyoid bone. The hyoid bone kind of helps, it's a part of the Adam's apple, even though it's not entirely the Adam's apple, but it's near the Adam's apple. And it's kind of that, it's a bone near an upper part of the neck that, yeah, I think it could get broken during a hanging, you know, by somebody hanging themselves. But a lot of times it's more broken if you are strangled. So this Jeffrey Epstein suicide, alleged suicide, has made a lot of people start scratching their heads. Now, the Washington Post reports Such breaks can occur in those who hang themselves, particularly if they're older, according to forensics experts and studies. But they are more common in victims of homicide by strangulation. So apparently today, NBC News confirmed the broken bones, but reports that two other sources familiar with the investigation said there's no indication of foul play. So as you know, Jeffrey Epstein was pretty well connected. Apparently, reports of multiple high society people possibly engaged in sexual activities with underage girls. And he pleaded not guilty after he was arrested for alleged involvement in a sex trafficking ring involving underage girls, as well as a collection of child porn. Now, last Saturday, he was found unresponsive in his Manhattan Metropolitan Correctional Center cell. So officials said it was suicide. And then they put the two guards on leave, said, yeah, they were overworked. He was supposed to be on suicide watch, and all of a sudden he wasn't on suicide watch, and then he dies. So the Post cited two unnamed sources in reporting the broken neck bones, notes that the official cause of death is pending, and that the New York City Chief Medical Examiner Office cautions that no single factor in an autopsy can alone provide a conclusive answer about what happened. So, you know, people knew that he was going to be in trouble, especially if he had to talk, right, and give testimony. So if anybody did want him to die, there would be motive. Unfortunately, you know, when these things happen, the cover-ups are just too numerous to count. So, we'll see. Also making news, this is breaking news, Israel has now declined Congresswoman Zomar and Tlaib from entering their country due to anti-Israel boycott support from both congresswomen. So, Israeli officials have denied Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, both Democrats from Michigan and Minnesota, respectively, from entering the country as part of a planned visit. And Donald Trump had voiced some support for that move as well. So, the country's Deputy Foreign Minister, C.P. Hotevli, announced the decision Thursday. There were assurances that at first the congresswoman would be allowed in, but they said Israel has decided we won't enable the members of Congress to enter the country, just those two. We won't allow those who deny our right to exist in this world to enter Israel. In principle, this is a very justified decision. So I guess Omar and Tlaib have been pretty vocal about their support of the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And so we're starting to see a little bit of the pendulum swing back. I don't know if it's because Trump's in power or Netanyahu or people are fed up, but we're starting to see the pendulum kind of swing back, going, we don't care about PR anymore. If somebody wrongs us, if somebody doesn't want us to exist, why are we turning a cheek? All right? If you don't like us, you don't support us, you don't believe in us in a country, you hate us, you want people to do harm to us, don't come. Why are we going to welcome you and feed you and, you know, roll out the red carpet for you to get photo ops? Now, again, I don't know why, you know, where people stand on this and why they want to boycott, et cetera, but I find it very, very interesting how in a world where we thought you couldn't say anything without being accused of being, you know, racist or anti-woman or homophobic, et cetera, you know, you have now leaders and countries starting to kind of, you know, say, look, okay, you know, we're just going to, you know, not take something anymore. And you guys could construe it as any way you like. Donald Trump tweets, it would show great weakness if Israel allowed Representative Omar, Representative Tlaib to visit. He writes, they hate Israel and all Jewish people, and there is nothing that can be said or done to change your minds. Minnesota and Michigan will have a hard time putting them back in office. They are a disgrace. Now, I mean, I don't know if things are going to change, right, in terms of being able to speak freely and, you know, saying what's on your mind, disliking somebody without there being consequences. I don't know. All right, we're supposed to have freedom of speech, but we're also supposed to, you know, limit, hate speech and anything that could insult others and, you know, be construed as racist. So we're here in America playing a fine line of saying something that, you know, may or may not be construed as being inappropriate and insultatory to groups, genders, etc. And you would think there would be a very easy, you know, line between the two, right? This is you speaking, you know, your mind and your freedom of speech and, you know, saying something that's, you know, your opinion. And then over here is something that's hate speech or racism or sexism. And, you know, but it's not. It's blurred. You know, we talked about the governor candidate who didn't want to be alone in a car with a female reporter and, you know, be accused. Well, my guess is he didn't want to be accused of anything. So ask a female reporter to bring a male counterpart as well or somebody else so that there wouldn't be any, you know, talk of impropriety. And instead of, you know, saying, okay, well, you know what, you know, good job for, you know, making me feel comfortable that I'm not going to be alone and, you know, allowing us to avoid what could be a very uncomfortable situation, boom, he was accused of sexism. And so at some point, something's going to blow. Okay, we can't have people scream racist words and thoughts and things like that. I mean, you know, we do have a right to protect others, you know, from somebody going off on a rant. You know, I mean, if you're, you know, you can't yell fire in a, you know, crowded, you can't yell fire at all, you know, in any movie theater, right? You can't start screaming obscenities. You know, show me your blank. You know, you can't do that. You know, but if you say, look, you know, if you hate our country, you're not coming in. Is that going to be construed as an act of war against, you know, countries they represent? Or against women, or against, you know, or is it just going to be taken for what it is? You don't like us? You don't support us? You want people to boycott us? We're not going to, be very, hospitable. Don't come. This way, you can't use anything else against us. Or, you know, you can, I don't know. You know, people do have a right, and countries do have a right to protect themselves. So, I'm not sure where we're going to go from here, but we're definitely seeing a change in something that we didn't expect to see a few years ago. And we had a fear of anybody saying anything in case it was accidentally misconstrued. And the opposite happened. You know, rather than going, oh, is this okay? This is like, no, you know, if you're anti-this, you're anti-this, you're anti-this, we don't want you. It's just boom. If you're not going to buy coffee and you're not a customer, you can't use a bathroom. Boom. Now, that turned on Starbucks. Right? You know, so, you know, they'll still be, you know, they're still going to, we're not, you know, anywhere near figuring out where the happy medium is. But I'm starting to see and pick up, right? And, I mean, we're hearing this on college campuses and stuff. You know, people saying, in fact, I heard there was a conversation the other day where there was a scholarship that it was only offered to, and it was just, I think it was like a regular scholarship that was offered to only certain demographics. And somebody said that was racist. And students are already kind of going, you know, back and forth on that. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Complex. supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Philadelphia District Attorney Lawrence Krasner is confirming he spoke with the man who allegedly shot six police officers during last night's standoff.
We were doing what we could to try to lower the volume, to bring more calm about, to get him to a more rational position.
Krasner says the suspect wanted assurances that he would not be shot if he surrendered. He also says the suspect would only agree to surrender if a prosecutor was there. The DA says the suspect, Maurice Hall, has a lengthy criminal record.
That record shows a criminal record going back to the early 2000s and extending up to a few years ago.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is dropping out of the presidential race. In a three-minute video announcing his decision, Hickenlooper says he's not giving up on bringing people together to solve our nation's problems. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys are allergic to cats? How many of you pretend to be allergic to cats? I bet a lot of you guys really aren't allergic. You just don't like them. And so you're just telling everybody, oh, I'm allergic, I'm allergic. Because I got to tell you, I have a lot of cat hair on me. I don't mean to. But, I mean, I got, you know, five cats. I have a dog. And, you know, they sleep with me. They, you know, fall asleep on my clothes for the next day because I put my clothes out for the next day. I mean, it was Shaky Boo's birthday yesterday. Well, he didn't know. I mean, I'm sitting there singing him happy birthday songs. I gave him some tuna fish that he loves, his tuna fish. And I, you know, took it to Sammy, and he looked at me like, what the hell, leave me alone. So he didn't know. But we celebrated his birthday yesterday. But anyway, dancing around with him and giving him birthday spankings and things like that. I mean, birthday spankings again, like, oh, Jakey Boo. And then I tickle his tummy and he's like, leave me alone, woman, please, leave me alone. I don't like you. I'm 13 years old, let me die. He's still got possibly another 12 years, I hope. So, man, boy, is he, you know, old and, you know, rickety and, you know, grumpy and just mean. But, you know, anyways, I got cat hair on me. So, you know, I'll be talking to people. They're like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I'm deathly allergic to cats. You are. Well, you've been over at my house. I've been to your house. We've hugged. I have, like, cat hair on me, and you don't react. Oh. Well, it's a certain breed of cats. I'm like, okay, fool, you're lying. You are lying. You're not allergic to cats. Unfortunately, though, there are people that are really allergic to cats. And a team of scientists in Switzerland think they have a vaccine. It's called HypoPet AG. A Swiss bank company announced on its working on a vaccine that could target a major feline allergen called FEL-D1. For F-E-L, for feline, D, not sure what that stands for, maybe Dahlia, and then 1. They say 10% of the Western population is allergic. Now, unlike other immunotherapies, this vaccine is called HypoCat. So HypoPet AG has come up with HypoCat. And it works by immunizing cats against their own major allergen, FEL-D1. So you don't give yourself the vaccine. You give it to your cat so they'd be less allergic. Oh, man, I could just hear my cat say about this. They'd be like, what? Crazy said, what? You're going to give me a shot so you don't sneeze? Just leave me the hell alone. I don't want you coming up and picking me up anyway. Oh, the cats are not going to like this. The vaccine was apparently well tolerated without any overt toxicity. Researchers collected the data from 4 separate studies that involved a total of 54 cats. They said, we are very pleased to publish this data, which shows our HypoCat vaccine is able to produce high levels of antibodies in cats, and that these antibodies can bind and neutralize the FEL-D1 allergen produced in animals. So, this could be a huge thing to inject cats with this, and then you could, you know, have or be around a cat. What this doesn't really, though, make sense to me is, okay, there's cats all over the world. You know, I mean, if you really, really want a cat, yeah, you could probably, you know, do this for your own cat. But if you're really allergic to cats, I'd rather me get the vaccine than hope that every cat in the world got this. But they say 3 in 10 people in the U.S., so 30% of us are allergic to cats and dogs. Cat allergies being twice as common. And, you know, a lot of times with animals, it's the not so much the dander, it's the saliva. See, I'm actually allergic to cats and dogs also. I get a reaction, but by only some. Yeah, I remember my mother-in-law's dog. The dog would always lick my face, and then my neck would get all red, and my face would get red. I'm like, I don't want the dog licking me. Yet Uzi, my dog, can do that, and I don't get red. So either A, maybe it was the mother-in-law, I don't know, but may she rest in peace, or maybe just certain dogs. But, you know, we love our animals, we want to be able to, you know, make it work. Well, a lot of people, they date people with animals, you know, I mean, now that, you know, marriages fall apart, people get together, and somebody has a pet. I mean, you know, if Corey ever left me, he wouldn't take the cats, he'd take the dog. He wouldn't take the cats. And we've had this conversation, I go, please, okay? I'll give you the house, and I'll give you the cats. Let me have the kids. Well, no. You can have all the money in the bank. Just take the cats. Nope. I mean, if, God forbid, Cora and I get divorced, I don't know who's going to take the cats. So most likely, I'll have the cats. Like, I love the kitty cats. I really do. They're little babies that she's a. So then, how do I meet a new man with 5 cats? And I won't have the dog. Because the guys are like, hey, where's the dog? I'm like, I know I don't have the dog. Because my husband took the dog. So I, you know, it's really, really hard then to, I, you know, yeah. And you really can't give up a 13-year-old cat that pee-pees house and, you know, ruins pianos by pooping in them. It's really hard to ask somebody to take that cat. It's just not going to happen. So I'm stuck. If Corey leaves me, I'm going to be single for life. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, a big issue we have in the healthcare world, as well as, you know, non, is the superbugs. And we're going to be running out of antibiotics soon. Unless we have enough pharmaceutical companies making more and having enough, you know, research coming down the pipeline, we're going to have a problem where we have these superbugs that we just can't kill. And so we need to maybe go after non-antibiotics. And we've talked about it. We talked about Tasmanian devil breast milk. We've talked about silver. So there's a lot of things we could use for superbugs. Well, now a scientist has made a breakthrough using garden snails. Dr. Sarah Pitt identified antibacterial properties in the slime of garden snails and found that that could kill the superbug Pseudomonas aeruginosa. The germ is resistant to strong antibiotics, the Pseudomonas. Sometimes you could have multiple drug resistant Pseudomonas. And it could cause lung infection in patients with cystic fibrosis and infection in skin wounds. The Pseudomonas aeruginosa can be, you know, can be involved in a whole variety of things. Pneumonia, sepsis, a variety of things. I've seen urinary tract infections with it. So, we don't understand why snails don't get sick, especially since they're in wetter environments, and a lot of times you get Pseudomonas from wetter environments. But Dr. Pitt is a lecturer at the University of Brighton in East Sussex, and she said, my husband is an invertebrate biologist, and I am the microbiologist in the family, and we play to our retrospective strengths. That's kind of romantic when you and your husband can both work on snails and come up with a, you know, new superbug medication. So what did her husband do? Well, this is sexy. He started testing the frothy mucus snails secrete as a defense against bacteria. Now, remember, he is an invertebrate biologist. So, no, he's married. He's not single. Okay? Sorry, ladies. You'll have to Tinder somebody else. But he's an invertebrate biologist, meaning he studies animals that don't have vertebrae. You or I wouldn't be studied by him because we're vertebrate. All right? Animals. We got a backbone. So, he thought it would be interesting. And then she said, when I discussed his lab methods, it was clear he was doing it all wrong. Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, boy. She told her husband he was doing it all wrong. So she said, so I did what wives tend to do and said, you are doing that all wrong. Give it to me, and I'll sort it out. So it was chance, really. I don't think any of us really expected anything much to come out of it. So she was like, oh, hell no. I got this. And, you know, most husbands are like, you know what, lady? I just don't want to get into it with you. Fine, whatever. So antibiotic resistance kills thousands of people a year. And there are other therapies out there. We have a lot of things in our beautiful world that we can use to fight bugs because we've been using them this whole time. In fact, they've been using snail and slug slime for, like, centuries. You got to be careful because you can also get rat lungworm disease. But cool nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have been told that two Ebola patients have been cured in the city of Goma. They have been declared cured and could go back to their home. It's a pretty exciting headline, but it kind of makes you scratch your head and go, wait a second, I thought we were kind of curing people and sending them back home and, you know, after they've been watched a certain period of time. But apparently, Ebola, even though it's curable, is one of these diseases where it could still lurk. It could lurk in the eyes, it could lurk in the semen, hide somewhere in the body. And these two particular people, they say that the cases were detected very quickly. The husband was infected, he was at home for 10 days, and his wife and son were infected. And so the response team caught the cases, brought them to the treatment center, they gave them treatment, and they used two new drugs. And these two new drugs, remember I told you they were in the experimental phase? They did so well that they didn't have to continue with the studies. They were made by Regeneron and the U.S. National Institutes of Health. So it seems like they, you know, we may be able to turn the tide on Ebola. These two experimental drugs have done pretty phenomenal. Unfortunately, the death toll is still at 1,800. And even the last outbreak in 2014 to 2016, you know, we unfortunately kind of dragged our heels because we really didn't have anything ready in the works, you know, for Ebola. You know, and then we, you know, developed ZMapp and we used ZMapp, you know, once we were deeper into the outbreak. With this, the clinical trial of Regen-EB3 and MAB-114 for monoclonal antibody 114, they're able to stop the clinical trials and they're able to, you know, use the drugs and, you know, they've been successful. People are nervous about, well, aren't we in trouble if we stop the clinical trials and we don't, you know, look at what happens long term? My guess is they don't have time. You know, when news and media outlets spin a story, or somebody gives the media a story to spin, you know, they're not going to probably give you the whole picture. So when I heard that clinical trials are being stopped because the drug just works too good, that's just a too good to be true story. My guess is it's safe. They don't really see the need to spend any more time, because most of the side effects that would happen would probably happen early. And because Ebola is so, you know, life-threatening, and because the epidemic is probably a lot more volatile than we know, than we think, they're like, you know what, just hand it to me, let's do it. It works. Let's go. So that's my guess. Now, it doesn't mean that people could have issues with that. It doesn't mean that maybe, you know, the virus might not, you know, might come back stronger. We don't know. But right now, they need to limit. You know, that's a judgment call. You know, doctors have to kind of make that decision and scientists have to make that decision. You have a virus that's spreading like crazy. You have a drug that overall seems safe and it's working. What if there are long-term sequelae? Do you wait until you study that for 10, 20 years while the virus is spreading and more people are dying? Or do you go with what you have and pray for the best? And again, I'm not accusing them of, you know, cutting anything too short and possibly giving somebody something that could have side effects. But, you know, clinical trials are usually well thought out and they have, you know, timelines and they have expectations on, you know, why those timelines have to happen. And so the idea of, well, you know, it worked so good on the virus. Okay, the whole concept of these drugs are to work pretty quickly. So the other parts of the clinical trials are to see what long-term side effects could happen. And, you know, you can't with every drug wait 20 or 30 years to see longitudinally if something was going to happen or not. So my guess is, you know, they needed to buck up and go, good, just give, hand it to me and let's, you know, let's start, you know, curbing this outbreak. You know, we dragged our feet with your first Ebola outbreak. And, you know, we talked about this a few years ago, where if there's not a lot of incentive to make a drug, the drug's not going to be made. Now, the government got involved with the National Institutes of Health, but we did need a pharmaceutical company to get involved as well. And so if a pharmaceutical company, that's kind of what happened with Ebola last time. You know, all of a sudden they're like, we need an Ebola medication now. And companies had to decide if they were going to start the process and go through years of making something that may not be needed by the year 2018. Right? Or 2027. So another outbreak happened, and I think the one thing we can be, you know, assured of is, you know, these outbreaks do recur. But to put all the R&D into a medication that may not be bought or stockpiled, that takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of, you know, financial risk. So unfortunately, you know, we don't have a bunch of people jumping up to the, you know, the plate. All right, so EpiPen is back in the news. Now, if you guys remember EpiPens, EpiPens went from like a $50 copay to like a $400 copay. It was ridiculous. And the EpiPen is basically epinephrine that we want to have on standby when we go camping, when we go, you know, to school, when, you know, in our houses, etc. Because if, God forbid, your kid gets stung by a bee or eats a peanut or goes into an anaphylactic reaction, you can then give that child epinephrine. Unfortunately, though, the company started to hike its prices, and it became exorbitantly expensive. Well, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has now signed a law that would require insurance companies to cover costs for kids needing EpiPen injections. And this House Bill 3435 is going to take effect in January. So companies that have health insurance policies will have to pay for medically necessary epinephrine injectors for kids. The legislation takes a big step forward in protecting our children and families. So it is. It's life-saving epinephrine or adrenaline. And to me, that sounds like a no-brainer. You know, I mean, why not mandate that an insurance company pays for it? Well, now here's the problem. If nobody's lowering the price of these EpiPens, and the insurance company has to pick up the big tab for those, right? Although you would think the insurance company would be able to talk to the company and say, come on, guys, you know, let's figure out how to make this cheaper, you know, or let's, you know, bulk buy or whatever, you know, see what we could do to price, you know, change the prices. But that price is going to be then transferred to you and I. Personally, I don't care because I want kids to have access to EpiPens. What I don't want is the EpiPen to be $400. 2009, a pair of EpiPen injectors went for about $100. By the year 2016, the price jumped to $600. And you couldn't really buy just one. And I guess the reason why is sometimes one doesn't do the trick. Or what the company wanted to do is say, well, look, you know, because you used to be able to just buy one. The company was like, look, we want to charge this much, so we have to make it look like you're getting two for that price. And so it's still expensive as hell. So at the time, Milan, the pharmaceutical company, said that the changing health insurance was the blame for the high price, especially those high deductibles and insurance plans. And it was true. I mean, once Obamacare kicked in, everything went up. Doxycycline went up. The generic drug, antibiotic doxycycline, which has been out for decades, was $200-$300 a prescription. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So the FDA approved a generic form, and so hopefully that'll kind of bring costs down. But and then you have Upjohn. Upjohn is Pfizer's division that does generic drugs. So Mylan is going to be partnering with them. But it's one of these things where it's like, you know, if you do produce a drug that's so good and so life-saving, you're going to have a hell of a time charging a crap load for it without people getting ticked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.